first question is, what is your name and your title? Where are you from?
My name is Cindy Wolf, and I am from Minnesota. I'm a sheep producer and also a veterinarian employed by the College of Veterinary Medicine. I chair the Sheep ID Working Group.
As far as the sheep industry is concerned, what is the importance of animal identification to this industry?
This industry is committed to eradicating the disease called scrapie. And in the fall of 2001, we embarked on a mandatory ID program as the major tool to trace scrapie and identify it, eliminate it from those subpopulations, and move forward toward the eventual goal of eradication. Since that time, NACE has been developing, and we recognize the strengths of our current program, a few of its weaknesses relative to a national animal ID system, and have tried to make recommendations relative to changes that would be needed for a NACE system.
Now, what are some of the unique characteristics of the sheep industry and some of the challenges that you faced regarding an animal ID system?
We feel like we have a track record of informing producers of mandatory ID and understanding some of the tools that are necessary to gain compliance relative to ID. So one, we have had a very good educational campaign informing producers of the need for ID. Also, because it's a mandatory program, people can't sell certain groups of animals without ID in place. So the mandatory nature has enhanced compliance. Some of the challenges, one is making sure there's a uniform message to producers and also to the regulatory authorities in all states, because sheep are not as important in some states as others. If it's a state, for example, with low population, then some of those folks in that state, whether it's producers or regulators, maybe aren't all the way up to speed on the program.
Now, what are some of the specific recommendations, then, that you're making to the USDA?
We recommend to continue with the existing ID that's required by the scrapie program. And when NACE takes its form of being a required program, then we would like to utilize group or lot ID for lambs in feeding channels and for groups of ewes that are staying under the same ownership but moving for management purposes, as long as we understand there's a qualifier that there is no commingling with other people's animals. That's our major recommendation. We understand the merits of electronic ID and tracking, and we have been utilizing resources overseas, tracking what they're doing overseas, what some additional trials in the U.S., and trying to get electronic ID to the point where it's affordable by the producer, but it's also more a plug-and-play approach. In other words, you don't have to do a lot of gyrations to capture the data as you move sheep around, and that's really one of our bigger obstacles at the moment.
Is there anything else you'd like to add regarding how producers feel about that whole animal ID concept?
In our industry, we learned early on producers needed to understand fully a reason to make a change in current production systems. And so when mandatory ID was required, we did, a good job at explaining why. And it's important that a consistent message go forward to producers, and one that producers can relate to, that they can really understand it's going to mean this or that to them, but not anything as far as esoteric. It needs to be something they can truly put their arms around.
Very good. Thank you very much, Cindy.